For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This live.
Good, yeah.
Go get Mike Busey in the Carnival of Chaos. Mike Busey is a, I don't know if he's a celebrity.
Animal.
He's an animal. Look at him. Show Galvin your new choppers.
Oh, look at him. Yeah.
You did have some great white shark teeth before, but now look at you. Now you got, you got a camera crew. You got a Duck Dynasty guy. You got a bunch of broad. Hi, Jess. Hi, my tiny little friend. There's a pug here. I like to just look around at the crew. Look, you look like every girl I went to high school with. It's shrunken down. I'm just saying they're all northeastern looking. Hi, everybody.
Good morning.
Listen, how many of these girls are like, why are we up this early in the morning? What is going on?
Still up
this
from
guy
last
got
night.
Tattoos on his head? What is it? What is your name, sir? You're right up on that microphone.
Chad.
Chad, and what do you do, Chad?
I'm one of the coordinators with the Backwoods Riot Music Festival.
Backwoods Riot Music Festival, right?
That's
what is that? That I just feel like people are getting raped in the woods to music. That's what that sounds
sort
like.
Sort of.
Sort of. What a way to sell it.
It's a music festival we're doing with Mike hosting it.
Yeah.
We're just kind of taking a wild party all across America.
I saw that you were on, you got a whole nother tour coming up, huh?
Yeah, right now we're on last year it was the Live Free or Die Tour. This year is the Did You Die Tour. You're familiar with our antics, how we almost died.
Yes.
Bus accident.
Yeah, but now you upgraded the bus, I see.
Yeah, all that Snapchat money.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Really?
My life's changed.
From that?
Yeah.
I don't know. See, you say
where
that,
did
but
I get these new teeth.
I don't know. Listen. Can I tell you what I honestly think? First of all, you know I like you. I think
go
you're.
Ahead.
I think you're a great dude. I really do. Like when you said, "Can I come on Wednesday?" You can come on whenever you want. However, I do feel like one day I'm going to wake up and they're going to be like, "Did you see they arrested Mike Busey?" And I'm going to go, "For what?" And they go, "Oh, he found 82 pounds of heroin in his house." Or worse, he's selling guns to a small country and somewhere else. Not that you're doing drugs.
The gun things, yeah, I've thought about that.
Yeah. I just feel like you went from living in a shack in the middle of the woods to a mansion with a tennis court. Your girls got hotter.
They did.
Your dogs got nicer. Your teeth are new. This guy's got head tattoos. The whole world's changed for you. Something's going on. Jess even grew 2 inches. Something's happening.
Yeah, I'm really blessed. I mean,
is that what it is from the really from Snapchat money?
Yeah, I do my secret Snapchat thing where people,
which I still don't have access to, by the way.
Oh, we'll take care of that today.
Whoa, I just realized something.
And it's pretty much my uncensored life, and it's pretty naughty, and people love it, and it's pretty addicting.
Where's Big LA?
He's in LA right now, actually.
We're doing what?
My
600-pound life is down to 300-pound life now.
I don't know what he's doing, but he's probably.
Calvin, have you seen him? He lost a ton of weight.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah,
he's doing really well. He's exercising.
Are you not friends with him anymore? Is he not part of the group?
He's not 600 pounds.
Right.
He's not cool.
Were you like, you're not fat anymore? You're
he's
out.
Just another black dude.
Yeah.
Sometimes success gets people a little too like
right, a little too much.
All right.
I'm not gonna go. He's gonna join us on the tour, but he's doing his own thing and. You know, we wish him well, but he'll be joining us eventually.
All right.
Has he renounced the lifestyle?
He just, I don't know. Like
Mike looked at him and
said, he's like your corny old uncle who doesn't quite get it. So he thinks if you're like on TV once or twice, you're supposed to be like filthy rich.
Right.
That's not exactly how it goes.
Gotcha.
And Mike was just like, put this cell phone under your man titty and leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
I wish it was that easy.
Who's your go-to guy now? Who's your right-hand man?
Well, we're all, I mean, he's still around. He just went on a little, like, road trip.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. I think he was just raiding people's refrigerators across America.
All right. I just want to make sure everything's cool. I like him.
Yeah, he's on the side of the bus, the rap. He's like,
of course he is.
Yeah. the midgets here, the Busey Beauties, the whole clan.
You can't stand in front of her. the midget's here.
No, she knows.
I know she knows, but the way you say it is like, I brought the dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wasn't that a little disrespectful? That's our friend Jess is here. She just happens to be small.
And yeah, she's sober today.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
I don't like that at all. That's not good. It's not a party till a midget leaves in an ambulance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good time. We were telling some of the new people about that.
Oh, who is the guy with the hat on the couch just staring at me like a creep?
That's just a creepy clown dude who's not wearing clown makeup right now.
He doesn't have to. You got creepy down right out of the gate, pal. Is that what do you got, like a Amish beard going on?
I have to shave off my mustache to get the clown paint on.
Oh, oh man.
Of course. I brought my lawnmower boy here and
Which
stuff.
One is that? That's another thing I feel like you're going to get arrested for. We found out you were raping the lawnmower boy.
Oh.
I don't know. That guy? What does he do? He cleaned your lawn?
He's the maintenance guy / lawn care guy.
Like, I feel like they're going to make a movie about you one day, and the guy who plays you is going to be doing interviews and be like, yeah, we found out Mike was actually gay. And all the guys, all the girls are shaking their head yes. And then, like, and all the we all thought he was banging all the girls, turning all the guys. That was their initiation in. Him and Big L.A. broke up because L.A. wasn't gay.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling it.
Where do you get all these girls? Your girls definitely got hotter.
I mean, some of them are they've been around for a while, but when we go on these, like, big tours, we kind of, like, blow the whistle, and they all come out of the forest. And,
yeah. You know, the hot forest. You went to the hot forest this time.
Yeah.
Well, Last time, it kind of looked like you went to the Touched by Your Uncle forest.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty unattractive myself, so I have to make sure the other people around me look better than me.
Not with those new teeth.
Yeah. You got the new choppers. You got your hair your skunk streaks all going good.
I got stabbed in the bus on the way here. I was like,
no one surprised.
Yeah.
No one surprised.
Oh,
good Lord.
Yeah, no, I'm like profusely bleeding from my gut. I got filleted open by like this X-Acto blade that was in my bag.
Oh, my God. Where is Stitches?
He's wandering around. Eating a birthday cake down the hall.
Shut up.
Great.
Last I saw him, he was in the bathroom, but that would be awesome.
Go see if you can find him. All right.
Someone said that today was a great day to come by because you had a bunch of corporate
our boss
executives.
Was like, yeah. I don't care. We don't got to worry about this end of the building. Any girls here made tweet love to Mike besides Jess?
Let me see. Yeah, there's a few of them. But
the girl
they
over
like
what
it.
Is your name? The girl over your left shoulder could not be more disgusted at the thought.
microphone right there.
Well, we don't want them to cuss, so they probably should just shut up.
You get on the microphone right behind you. I want to talk to you. You seem like the most annoyed one. Just don't curse. Just don't say things. Get right up on the microphone. What is your name?
AK.
Like the 47?
AK-47.
Okay, all right. And that's an interesting
choice.
That's
going to be really ironic when you're 47 years old. Not as cool then.
And where are you from?
I am from Orlando.
You are? Like you grew up there? Where are your parents from?
Ohio.
Oh.
Minnesota.
You just look like, every girl I went to high school with. You look like a Northeast kind of girl.
Oh.
Okay, so you do what? You work at Rachel's or what is it? What goes on out there in Orlando?
I just quit being a second grade teacher.
Shut your face.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Are you serious? Were you like, I'm too hot for this. I'm making 40
Pretty
grand
much.
As a teacher and I can make... Really?
I got sick of 9-year-olds telling me they wanted to eat my booty.
Whoa. She's like, I want 18-year-olds to tell me that. Wait a second. So, the kids get annoying after a while, right?
Sometimes.
Okay, and you were like, how do you hook up with Mike? You answer an
She was like, I think she was like 14 coming to one of my house parties like 10 years ago or something.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Sneaking in or something.
It was about 8 years ago. I went to one of his house parties.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I met Mike Busey.
Do you know that I'm dying to go there? But I just feel like
you're not dying because you had like 10 chances.
I know. I feel like it'll ruin my life. I feel
you
like
my house burnt into the ground and you still didn't come.
I feel like I will never be able to run for office. I feel like I may eventually lose this job. And I also feel like things will happen to my butt. I'm very afraid.
And I'm going
to
invite you to come out to the Menage tonight.
What is the Menage?
That's where we're performing.
Where is that? I don't know where that is. I'm not going to go. I can't do anything during the week. Don't you understand that? I'm an old man with kids, and I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Something
you
don't.
It's all what?
All ages.
No. Okay. Where is the Menage?
Somewhere here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida.
How come I don't know about this place? It sounds like a place we should be hanging out at.
I mean, we're hanging out there, so it's going to be pretty cool. So.
Yeah. What time do you go on stage?
Probably when I get drunk enough.
Okay, so probably like 10 o'clock?
10, 11
o'clock.
10, 11 o'clock.
What's the stage? By the way, Stitches is nowhere to be found. Which is great, because that leads me to believe he's in HR somewhere, and they're probably telling him, look, a face tattoo is just not going to work here.
Is it the Menage Lounge?
Correct.
All right, it's 4966 66th Street North.
Oh, head tattoo's got all the info over here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what is the Menage normally? Is that like a gay club? Or
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean
it's just... strip club? Venue. Are we making good money off of this?
It's definitely worth the gas money to drive over here.
You using this money tonight to buy more arms to sell to Panama? That's what I feel like the FBI movie is going to come down.
Yeah. No, I've already had my run-in with the FBI. We're cool. They know what I got, and we're good. No, it's true story.
Okay. All right. So you and these ladies, the ladies will do what tonight? Strip, dance, sideways, hang?
They're fire-breathing burlesque ladies who will make love to your mind.
Really?
We also have our friend Trey Cyrus. You might know his sister.
I'm familiar with the Cyrus family.
He's also with us.
Now, what does he do? He's like a punk singer or what? He's got all the tattoos and stuff.
He's in a band called Metro Station, and he's doing like a solo gig. So him and his bandmate, Spencer.
Okay.
It's a two-piece.
So you can see Trace Cyrus.
So don't bring your girlfriend out tonight, because she'll get all like,
I'm going to bang Trace.
Yeah. And then.
Now, is he cool with the family? They talk to each other, or they don't like him?
Yeah, they're very close.
I don't know. You know, he looks different than the others.
Yeah, he definitely does. Slightly. Yeah. He's covered in tattoos also.
Right. Okay. So now you guys will perform. Stitches will perform.
He will.
The girls will breathe fire and show boobies.
There'll be all kinds of beautiful things for you to enjoy. Lots of surprises.
You are quite attractive. I like your gold top. You look like an adorable chandelier.
Would you like to see her breasticles?
Yeah, the answer is always yes. There'll never be a time where I go, I'm good.
Jen, would you like to warm those bad boys up? I know it's early.
Yeah, come on, Jen. Let's get them flying out. There you go. Oh, Jen. Why just Jen? Is Jen the only one that... Jen, are you like, why don't the rest of the girls get naked? This is when all the girls.
He's gonna come out tonight, and if you'd like to see Juicy Poopers and Big Things,
that is the name of our next album, Juicy Poopers and Big Things.
Yeah.
Mike Busey, the Busey Beauties, a creepy clown guy with an Amish beard, a guy with a head tattoo, Stitches.
If you need a math tutor, we got a second grade teacher.
A girl who hates her family. You hate your family. I can tell just by the shaved side of your head, right?
Don't forget the lesbians behind us.
Which one? Oh, my God. Hello, lesbians. Wait, girl who hates your family. Get on the microphone. Let's talk about why you hate your family. Who do you hate more, your mother or father or both?
God.
Just be honest. Your dad. What did he do? Not around for you, or did he do something specific?
Yeah.
The left side of your head screams, I hate my father.
He was unpredictable and spastic.
Where does he live?
He's retired in the Keys.
In the Keys? Does he know that you will be on stage tonight, scantily clad, letting creepy guys like me throw dollar bills at you or whatever we do?
My family's known I've been a dancer for quite a while.
And do they talk to you like at Christmas? Do you see them, or are they like?
I talk to them all the time. I have a very good relationship with everyone.
You do,
actually.
Oh, that's good.
I love it.
I'm so disappointed.
So my dad was very unpredictable and spastic. So I need to calm it down a little bit and hang out with Mike Busey.
How is the new house coming? You got a recording studio, you got a video studio in there.
It's literally like if you took a homeless bum from a dive bar and put him in like a $5 million mansion.
Yes.
It's like...
Now, can you tell me how that happened? Like, whose house this is or what's going on there?
Oh, yeah. I just got real lucky. I had some friends of some friends, and they were in a certain organization, and like, things got a little hot.
So you mean like the mafia? Or like drug organizations?
Things got hot, so they went up back to New York.
New York.
Hey,
mafia.
I got this big place. You know, it's going to waste. You know, I want to mow the lawn and take care of the statues.
Right. They don't. But just make sure you clean all them stripper juice off all my couches. Imported leather.
We're still looking for the underground bunkers.
It's there somewhere.
No, 100%.
On the property somewhere. Not even just a bunker. I guarantee you find a couple of Mexicans right out there.
Between the tennis court and the basketball court, there's this large, like, concrete tomb.
Don't open it.
And then there's a playground that's, like, the size of, like, a county or city park. And it's, like, 5 feet off the ground. It has an AC, like, that runs mysteriously around it.
And what are they getting out of this?
A lot of money.
They are?
Yeah, and I'm going to be buying it. So the whole neighborhood's screwed now.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm pretty much, I'm a resident of Acetula, Florida now. forever.
What's it called? Acetula. Acetula.
Yeah.
That's appropriate.
Lake County.
Now, how far is that from, like, Universal Studios? Because every time I go out there, I'm like, I should call.
Yeah, you should swing by. It's only about 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I'm just afraid.
We'll make sure there's a cheese tray waiting for you.
When can I want to have the band once come play when we have a party? Now we can come there.
Now
you have toilets.
Now we have toilets.
Now you have toilets
floors.
Where people don't have to hang out in there while you're pooping.
Yeah, it's really...
That's my worst fear is every time I see one of you guys taking a poop on Snapchat, somebody else is in there with you videoing it.
We haven't put any glory holes up or anything.
Get on that.
Really like kid-friendly still.
Yeah, I don't need that. I'm not going to bring the kids.
I mean, if you wanted to,
No, that would immediately stunt my children's growth. Look what it did to Jeff. Jeff says no way. Okay, so... What is tonight at Minaj on 66th Street? Is that what you said where it was?
Yes.
All right. And what is on your head? Let me see. Put your head down. Let me see. Oh, man. That is you're going to go to hell. That's a statue of Mary with like an X on her head. What is your deal? You like the devil or what? Get on that thing. I want to talk to you.
No, I'm actually a Christian.
What does it say on your neck?
He's my booking agent, and he's awesome.
Listen to me. I'm not saying he's not awesome. You seem like an awesome guy. Who also seems like he murders children.
Oh, actually, speaking of that, he actually collects serial killer artwork.
That I believe. That
he
I
really
believe.
Does.
Yes, I believe skulls. That.
Yeah. And yeah, who? No, I have human skulls. And
you do.
Large collection of serial killer art.
Uh-huh.
He's not joking.
No. There's nothing about him and his appearance that makes me think that he's joking. Yeah. I who is your favorite of the serial killers? Oh, he's got a favorite.
I mean, Dahmer, probably.
Dahmer. You like one to eat him.
Yeah, I mean, I just the fact that he got away.
Mike Busey and Friends does not approve of this message.
Mike hates it.
Why Dahmer over, let's say, Gacy?
I have some Gacy work.
Of course you do. Yeah. What Dahmer? Dahmer have a little art?
Well, he did some letters, and I've got some brick from the.
That's how they buy their honey buns in the pen. They do art and they sell it out on the
streets.
There's
a bunch of, like, it's an underground thing, a lot of. Secret group.
They got a Dahmer movie coming out soon.
Mm. Oh, can't wait to watch that one.
Yeah. Maybe we can go together.
No, Mike actually hates it. I actually had a piece commissioned. There's Gacy right there.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
I had a piece commissioned from Philip Jabolski of Stitches done, and I had Stitches signed.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Mr. Jabolski. Who is he killed?
Serial killer.
No, like how many does he have?
13.
Oh,
that's weak.
He's a weak one. Yeah, he's a newbie. But did he eat any of them or bang any of them first?
Nah, I just
this guy. He's still. You can commission him though. You can call him up. You can send him a letter and be like,
"You got dealers that you basically get in touch with them, tell them what you want."
Talk right into that microphone. Hey, just the front of it. You see the big round? There you go. Now you're commuting.
So you've got dealers that you contact and tell them what you want. Tell them a price. They send the art supplies or put money on their books.
Hilarious.
They send it out. I mean, it's huge, huge money. So
yeah. Who do you hate in your family?
Several.
Yeah. If you had to kill one of them first, who would it be? You know, you thought about it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I hate anybody enough to kill them.
You don't?
Oh, I do.
Not in my family.
I mean, I'm crazier than you are.
Maybe some people in the entertainment industry, but not in my family.
All right. So you booked this gig tonight at the Minaj Club.
We did. We actually, I met Mike back in January when I was with Stitches and Janus Live in Florida.
Yeah.
Went and stayed at his house and we talked, kind of clicked. And then next thing I know, he called me. Started booking some shows, and he called me about 30 days out and said, hey, I need to do a 30-day tour. So the last month has been...
I almost died last year, so I got to come back strong.
I would think you almost die every year. It's kind of your thing.
It's diabetes.
Yeah. No.
You're always almost dead.
Right. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
never
great?
Almost going to live.
Wouldn't it be great if Mike gets stabbed, he gets diabetes, he gets all these things, and then, like, something butterfly lands on you wrong, kills you.
So that's the thing. Now that the Snapchat was so epic the last few years with our crappy vehicles, now I feel like we're under pressure. Like, someone's got to die. Someone's got to lose an eye or something. Yeah.
How about that Red Fox chick now?
She's out.
She's like a big weed dealer.
Yeah, she's heavy into the marijuana business.
Yeah, like in a legal way, I guess, right? Every time I see her on Snapchat, she's like melting stuff and mixing it and all that. That's crazy.
Yeah, so,
All right, well, listen, if this wasn't on a Wednesday, I would definitely be there to see you. Speaking of Janus Live, look at your crazy calendar. Are you in town on August 25th?
August 25th?
Yeah.
I think we're back.
The lesbians are saying yes. the lesbians are like the two girls from Minority Report, the twins that were in that round thing, mm-hmm. and they got out.
The Cogs.
The Cogs, yeah. If you're here, it's we're doing our Mike Caldas punch out, the third one, where we got boxing matches going on at Janus.
Yeah,
Live.
We were waiting for the invite last year, and we never got it.
Stop it. You were not. You're always invited.
It was lost in the mail.
No, you're always invited. That's the thing. And then Friday the 21st of this month, which is not this weekend, but next weekend, we're playing in Lakeland, kind of in the middle of between both of us.
That's halfway here.
That's halfway. You should come and hang out with us at Mason's Live in Lakeland.
Just text me, I'll be there.
All right, listen. You are one of my favorites. I was turned on to you by Bert Kreischer.
I just hung out with him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he was in Orlando. So he was like, you got to see this guy. He's nuts. And then over Christmas vacation, I became obsessed with your Snapchat. Not even the good one. The crappy Snapchat. I'm on the crappy Snapchat list, and I still enjoy it.
We got to get you on the real one that you can literally smell the essence of what's going on.
Yeah, I want to smell the essence. Yeah. Not your essence, like their essence.
Oh, it's, yeah. It's
hey, you know who else you turned me on to? That weird Mike dude that drives around with his dog.
Yeah, Crazy Mike.
Crazy Mike.
There's a lot of like we're like a tier of weirdos like behind. There's like just it's a dark tunnel you could just keep going down.
It's a cavalcade of grifters is what it is.
It's like The Simpsons. There's just so many characters you can't really remember. They just pop them in every episode.
Except The Simpsons aren't likely to kill you, and I feel like every one of you is capable, including Jess, of stabbing somebody in the jugular. Yeah.
Or she's definitely capable of doing that.
So have you made sweet love to any of these girls?
I told Jess that we weren't going to make love this tour so that I could sow my oats across the country.
Right.
I'm trying to get someone pregnant this year.
Stop it.
And every stop.
Carmen. Carmen, wouldn't that be great?
Carmen, no. I already met her boyfriend. It'd be awesome.
Juicy baby.
Yeah, no. Not out of me.
Hey, I'm financially stable now. I can handle child support checks.
Perfect. Yeah. But you want to keep the baby.
No, I don't really want the baby until it's like done pooping and
ready to go on tour.
Speaking English.
Yeah.
If you can't vacuum my house, I'm really not interested.
Speaking English? Hey, baby, you speak English yet? Bring him back. Take him away.
I don't have time for all that. Yeah. Gaga.
All right, listen to me. This is a fun tour.
This is day one, by the way. So
who's likely to die first?
Well, I'm going to say some of these ladies definitely have a drinking problem.
Which one? Who's the drunkest?
We've definitely had to put curfews on her. It was 5 a.m. and I saw her drinking and I was like, Jen, what are
right
you doing?
Right on, Jen. Keep it going, Jen. Don't stop. Party doesn't stop.
We had to dock their pay. We had to come up with now we're trying to be more corporate and professional to keep the train going.
Right.
So we're had to come up with certain rules and regulations.
Give me an idea what these girls are making.
I mean,
it's not like the IRS.
I mean, they're not making cocaine money and drug
dealers.
Like
what? What are we making?
Money.
Molly money?
No, I mean, they're making.
What's a night?
It's a good night to take your old lady to Olive Garden and order extra breadsticks and stuff like that.
Ooh,
it's
$100 a night?
Yeah, it's up there and beyond, depending on the
skill set. I just
want
to see what it would take for me to come in and get it, my own group of ladies.
Oh, you could steal them. They're so unloyal.
I don't want to steal them.
So fast.
I don't need to steal them. Yeah. I'm just saying.
If you offered them health insurance, they'd probably move in.
That's way too expensive.
Someone died last year.
That's why they need health insurance, because they're almost dying.
Most would probably pay you half. I would pay you double. They like that.
I'll sell my midget for it to you for 45 shingles.
I'm just saying, what sweet talking do you use to gather all of these?
Nothing. Bros? I'm just like, listen, ladies, y'all want to go party with me? You can bang some of my famous friends, and there's a lot of free vodka. Involved.
Who's bang Stitches? Raise your hand if you bang Stitches.
Oh,
Stitches
is in a happy, committed, monogamous relationship, I believe.
With who? I would imagine Stitches dates a mannequin. Because he's so weird.
Stitches right now is doing your corporate.
He's nowhere to be found. I want to bring him in here because I have never been physically scared of a less intimidating guy. Like size wise, he's not that big, but that head.
No, he's pretty big. He's kind of like a gorilla.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's his hair that makes me nervous. It's his hair and mixing in with the. I'm not afraid of the game, but I'm afraid of Stitches.
What?
You should be afraid of the game.
No, I know.
Especially from the waist down.
Listen to me. The game would kill me. However, I'm not afraid of him. Mm. Stitches, I'm afraid of. Stitches is that his little kid? Is that baby Stitches?
Afraid of many things.
Is that baby Stitches?
Oh, that's his son, Rex.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That was just a baby they got.
Baby Stitches.
They photoshopped that baby in there.
Look at him.
They didn't get paid one night, so they just took a baby.
I call this, what did I do? That's what that picture.
All the shoulder, too. He's
what's that?
He's got a lot more muscle mass these days.
Oh, Stitches?
Yeah.
All right, well, then maybe I'm glad he's not here.
People like to hate on him, but then they meet him, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep that thought to myself.
Oh, no, I think he'd be a lot of fun. Like, when I show the two of you together, I go, perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
No, people definitely enjoy watching us shop at Publix and walk around. And
well, he'll be performing tonight?
He will.
So you got Stitches, you got Trace Cyrus, you got the Busey Beauties.
Yep.
You, of course, got Mike Busey. And you got...
I do absolutely nothing.
You're out there, though. Every circus needs a conductor. Yes. What do they call it? Circus guy.
Ringleader.
Ringleader. Thank you. Train is a conductor.
Oh, there you go. That was at the house here. I shot this on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
I said, L.A., you're going to put this gun under your gut and then whip it out and you start...
Oh, I saw that. Now, to me, Stitches is going to accidentally shoot Big L.A. Like, that's another thing. Like, where's Big L.A.? You guys probably accidentally shot him and buried him on the property and just tell everybody he went to L.A. That's what I think. Right now, piranhas are eating his belly in the lake.
And you won't recognize him because he lost a bunch of weight.
Right.
So, some skinny black dude's going to come back. Yeah. He's being programmed right now in our history.
Like, this guy has blue eyes. No, don't worry about it.
What if Stitches wakes up tomorrow and he has a desire to be in politics and he's like, damn it, I could have done this.
What if Stitches is doing sales for us now? Like, he got hired.
And he's better than the sales staff.
Guys, I can't finish the tour.
This place got a great 401k and a pension. All right, so tonight the club is Minaj. It is in St. Petersburg. It is Mike Busey and the Busey Beauties and Stitches and Trace Cyrus and his partner and all the other people. Sounds good, my man.
It's going to be probably the best thing within 100 miles on a Wednesday night, I promise you.
You are the modern-day P.T. Barnum. I love this empire of disastrous upbringings that you've put together.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Tell everybody what the Snapchat is so they can continue to fund this madness.
You can follow me at Mike Busey Live.
That's the one I don't have access to, or that's the one I do have access
to? I'll get you the secret Snapchat.
Jesus, for the love of God. I mean, this guy, I've seen enough online porn. Your stuff is what I need to see. Real stuff.
We actually created a network now. Now there's like actually 10 different shows. So not only get to see me devile people's faces with certain things.
I don't even know what that means, but go ahead.
You get to see lots of other weirdos and porn stars. And Stitches actually has his own show on the network called The Cocaine Chronicles.
Nice.
Sounds awesome. See it now before the rain.
Mm-hmm. We had this dude named Biff Gnarly. He's got one eyeball. He's like this crazy hippie pyro with tattoos.
And one eyeball. Where's the other eyeball?
Gone. It's on vacation.
Nobody ever
has it.
And he literally bicycles in Vietnam. He's been there for like a year. And I have him. It's like my version of a Travel Channel show, except he eats weird things, gets really drunk, and tries the local drugs and the women of the night there.
He's in Vietnam?
Yeah.
So you Skype him in?
Yeah, no, I actually sent our producer, Tim, actually out there just a couple weeks ago to go.
I saw that on the Snapchat.
It's like a really legit, like, I've created a network that's on Snapchat so people can watch. They subscribe to it. It's fully uncensored. It's like what The Man Show and Spike TV should have been.
Oh, yeah.
With all the TNA.
Oh, this
and the
is
craziness.
Way better than that. So, all right. Well, good. Listen to me. When you get arrested, send me a letter, and I'll be your pen pal.
Thank you.
In federal prison. It'll be a federal prison. I don't know. What do you think? How will this end?
Well, it's been going 17 years, so so far so good.
So far so good, but it's going to come.
I said it ends a lot like Waco, like David Koresh.
That's exactly how I envisioned it at the last house. But then I just said, everyone thought I burnt my house down, and I was like, no, I actually didn't. I wanted to. I was upset.
How did it burn to the ground then?
We don't know. I mean, it's obvious who did it didn't want us to come back. There was a bulldozer and a construction crew there before the fire department.
I think the better answer is God.
God.
Yeah. God struck it down.
Right.
He giveth.
I say Waco.
Like Waco, yeah. Spanish.
I say it ends total opposite. We find out in 5 years that Busey has been he's been cultivating all these bright minds that are going to go into the medical field. And
this is a think tank.
Yeah, this is actually a think tank. Surprise everybody.
The lesbians are the first two that come out of it. And they're like, turn out they were geniuses.
Yeah, cured cancer twice.
Yep.
Carmen, twice.
I think MTV takes over. They stop doing Real World and they just start doing Busey houses everywhere.
That would be good, too. That would be good, too. I gotta tell you, I think it's a combination of both. I see fire, but I see you rising above the flames.
Like a phoenix.
I'm kind of like herpes. No matter what you do, you can't get rid of
it. Can't get it out of there.
I mean, you know. So I'm very, very fortunate, and all jokes aside, we've been very, very blessed. My life is definitely in a different position than it was a year ago.
What if George Clooney sees, like, George Clooney hanging out with Miley Cyrus, and she's like, check out what my brother is, and they're
no,
watching
we've had some pretty serious things happening behind the scenes, like, as of recently.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, my God, this guy, you got to check it out. And then, like, I got, like, huge Hollywood executive people hitting me up, wanting to...
Well, don't send this guy.
They want to know, like, how I'm making my money and, like, how I'm doing this and is it legal and stuff. and surprisingly.
That's what I see. I see a federal prison for IRS, but then I see you getting out of it.
I got a CPA. I don't even know what a CPA even is, but I got one.
It's an accountant.
And certified.
I have to start paying taxes and stuff.
Yeah. Start now at the ripe old age of whatever age you are. Yeah. Don't listen to me. Don't let this guy handle your business.
The Jeffrey Dahmer enthusiast?
He's got too many facial tattoos to be taken seriously on his head. And his
Luckily, most of my business is conducted over the phone, so nobody ever sees me.
Talk to me. I'm going to close my eyes. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, see, that's good. You got a smooth...
I'm trying to reach out to you about booking for Mike Busey's show.
Oh, Mike Busey. That's that crazy guy from Orlando, right?
Yeah, you've probably seen him on Rolling Stone, MTV, TMZ, Tosh.0.
Oh, hey, you sound real intelligent. I bet you're a good-looking guy in a suit.
I am.
By the way, do you have any Jeffrey Dahmer art I can buy off you? Yeah.
All right, I like that. What's wrong? What are you squinting at? Sorry. Grab the microphone. How are you doing? Get right up on it.
I can't. There was a clown in it.
Oh, that's Gacy. He killed kids and hid them in his crawl space. Talk to this guy. He knows all about it.
Yeah. Dressed up as
you'd fit in the crawl space.
There it is. Yeah. There's a clown.
Oh my God, that's really creepy.
Yeah. You know what? Right there, he's right there.
Speaking of clowns, we're going to be hosting the Gathering of the Juggalos for the fourth year in a row on Oklahoma.
I watched that too. I watched that snap last time too. That was very interesting.
So it should be. Right now, it's like the next 45 days are a really good time to watch my Snapchat.
All right.
You don't have to watch it any other time, but stay tuned for the next 45 days.
All right. So you go from here to where on tour? From Tampa, from St. Pete to where?
Jacksonville to Georgia to Kentucky to Tennessee.
Do you need me to take care of the house right
now? Yeah, we need you to stop by.
All right. And,
I'll take care of your dog.
By the way, you can buy those tickets at backwoodstickets.com.
He's good. He's good.
And I'd like to thank Speaking's Signs, who took care of the rap. And that's still like, I wish my friend Matt from Hornblasters.com was here. It's so sad without him seeing here.
He is, he's on a trip. I don't know, Eric, he's never here.
He's traveling the world. He tried to bring me, but I don't have a passport.
Of course not.
Hey, we're also still looking for sponsors. Rich guys with lots of money want to come party with us for a month.
Yeah.
If you're rich and lonely and you want to, like, you know,
hang out with a bunch of hot girls,
touch breasts and stuff, I can make that happen.
I was thinking that's how you guys could get healthcare, is just like a cool doctor who's like, yeah, I'll hang out and I'll give free medical advice and counsel and stuff, you know, and then you just get to hang out with all the chicks.
Hey, by the way, Luigi from Mario Brothers just walked in. Where did that guy come from?
Hey, Mario.
Oh, that's the boss.
That's the man.
That's the money bag boss.
That guy's got the money?
Yes. That's like, I need $100,000 real quick, and he's like, all right, I got you.
He gives it to you guys and doesn't spend it on T-shirts or shorts.
All right, listen, good luck. Have a great show tonight. And hopefully we'll see you back here when we do our punch out, or I don't know where your tour is going
to
bring you.
We're just going to make a cardboard cut out of you and bring you to all the events we come in your hometown that you never come to.
Bring me out, unfold me.
Just give him the giant head.
Yeah, take the giant head with you. Go get him the giant head.
Please give us the giant head.
Let me see those teeth. Look at, my God. Where's the piano that you took those from?
Bro, my whole life, like, I've had the most jacked up teeth my entire life.
And you were like, give me the biggest, whitest ones you have?
Yeah, pretty much.
You look like you cut down a couple.
You should see the dumb stuff that I've bought in the last year. It's really stupid.
What did you get besides the teeth?
Anything that a dumb redneck
Corvette
that got money. Actually, no, that's the only thing I haven't bought.
A car?
I'm still driving a 1994 Econ Lodge van with leopard print.
Got a pontoon boat?
Yeah,
I buy some dumb stuff when I'm bored. I got a drone and things like that.
Oh, yeah, I bought the drone. Yeah. I spent like $20,000 at Guitar Center. I don't even play guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this thing.
Yeah, take that with you. Enjoy it.
Speaking of rape, look
defile
at this.
Defile it. Put a hole in it. And when that guy could let Gacy or Dahmer eat it if he wants.
That goes right over the glory hole.
Just put this over your head and just walk around with it.
Yeah, put that over the... Make it a glory hole in my nostrils. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want a glory hole because you'll be getting some really interesting photos.
Knock it out of the park, buddy. The head is yours. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. I'll never see you again.
Oh, no, no. You listen to me. You're one of my favorites. I love this empire that you built.
Thank you
so
much.
What you do is great, and you always come with gorgeous girls. So, and you let us borrow Jess every once in a while.
She was a leprechaun or something on St. Patrick's Day?
She was a leprechaun on St. Patrick's Day.
She was keeping guarding her astigmatism alive and well.
Mm-hmm. And she went down in an ambulance and did not die. Very nice. Very nice. Jess, everybody. We'll kill you eventually. All right, have a great show tonight. What's the website address again?
Backwoodstickets.com.
Backwoodstickets.com. Go see these shows. Kiss Stitches on his tattoo for me.
He's probably passed out in one of your offices. Seriously.
I think you should leave him here.
He just does whatever he wants sometimes.
Yeah, that's what it's like when you have a tiger and the tiger decides they want to walk.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm not. He's yeah.
Yeah, you tell a tiger he can't eat, you know?
Yeah, that's what I've actually had to tell people. Go ahead and tell him what you're going to tell him.
Although you've smacked him before when he was sleeping. I saw that.
Yeah, me and him have like a nice brotherly relationship, so I can do that.
Although it could turn out where that's how he kills you.
Yeah.
You smack him while he's sleeping, he gets up and he just walks up and stabs you in the neck.
Yeah, it's possibly.
Yeah. We'll make sure you get it on Snapchat so that we can get some money.
Don't kill me. Do it over. You got to get it on the Snap, bro.
So you can leave the money to your English-speaking kids.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Have a great show. Take a break. It's Mike out the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yeah. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.